This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So at this point, he's like 2 inches from my face. Like, he's like spitting
out of there
as he's talking. And
get away
goes,
from there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you bored? And I'm like, don't ask a question you don't want the answer to. Like, honestly, kinda.
Yeah. Big mistake asking that question because you're not going to like find out. Hey, I may ask that question and find out.
Yeah. Fuck around and find out. So I go, yeah, I'm a little bored. You know, I'm not like that into chocolate. And he makes himself like big and he goes like, I'm Willy Wonka and you're in my factory. And I'm like, bro, I was just bringing you back your ticket. It looked like you worked really hard on it. Mm-hmm. Like it's like on gold and it's like this whole thing. Like I didn't need all this shit. And then he fucking starts like trying to get me to try other candies, which half these things are like booby traps.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there. I went up and I was like, can I have a little bit of chocolate, please? And he was like, sure, come in and spend the entire day here.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want a tiny little bit of chocolate.
No, it's your day. And you get on like a boat and then you're like, I don't know how to get out from here. And he's like, hey, I heard you don't like chocolate. You want to try this gum? I'm like, bitch, that gum turned someone into a blueberry a minute ago.
And it's like, come into this next room. Here's more candy.
Right?
It's not like a different kind of thing. It's all that. And just for anyone else who's thinking of going, the entire thing is chocolate candy.
No, you think it'll be something else because it's like, find a second interest. Like, the only thing that felt good was at one point, he looked at one of the Oompa Loompas to be like, this guy, like about me. And dude looked down like he was clearly on my side.
Wow.
Like, and I was like, this is nice. But then he tried to give it to me.
That Oompa Loompa was really nice. I met him too. That one Oompa Loompa was really nice. The main one was so nice.
I feel bad. He was like sick or something. He's dying, right? Like,
yeah.
That's why he was like trying to find
Yeah, he was really, really sick. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
Insider's Guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line.
Always the shoe we call showbiz. What up? A big welcome to our guests.
It's so funny. I woke up. I don't want to introduce them just yet. That's okay.
Yeah, ladies, we'll be with you in just a moment.
I woke up this morning and I just felt like I feel totally the same.
Isn't that strange?
Physically exactly the same.
But I know I'm not.
And I was just like, normal day. This is a totally normal day. I go downstairs. I'm making my cabbage. I'm like boiling the cabbage. Mm-hmm. And like it's like just almost ready. I realize, oh my God, I'm doing something.
When is your cabbage ready? I don't, and ladies, we'll be with you so quickly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to derail this story. When is the cabbage ready for you? Because everybody likes their cabbage different. This is one of these questions I always ask. And we'll actually ask you this too, ladies.
So I boil it in the pot. It's when I drop a fork in from the top and it is so done, it sinks all the way through the cabbage. The cabbage has no resistance whatsoever to my fork going through it.
It has to be that the cabbage disintegrates.
It basically vanishes under the force of just a fork being dropped.
For me,
in.
when I open the pot and there's just water in there, that's when the cabbage is ready.
Yeah. And we will get to you in a second. You can talk about when your cabbage is done. But for me, I had this epiphany where I'm like, I'm doing something today that no one in podcasting, basically no one in entertainment has ever done before.
Has ever done
400 episodes.
400. That's the one. That's the one you dream about.
Come on. And that's like, this is, okay, it's like me and Bart Simpson, basically.
Yeah.
We're doing this. And this is nothing against Annie. I know you were on a show that did that had a nice long
healthy run.
Congratulations
nice little piece of
business. To you.
That was great. But
Mary Hollis, I wish you both nothing but 400 episodes with this new show. Will you get there? No, you won't get there.
People don't get to 400 episodes. Only Bart Simpson did. And I remember when we did episode one, Hayes, and you said, imagine catching Bart by the tail.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in my pocket.
Sean, do you want to introduce?
Let's introduce them. So we have these two amazing actors and performers and entertainers and wonderful just people here who are our friends. And it's Annie and it's Mary Hollis and it's sweet Uncle Arnie Murphy, how we refer to her in our household, because that's the kind of vibe that Annie brings. And it's Mary Hollis, and we call her Hot Dog, and we don't know why she likes it, but she does.
That's right.
Her name's Hot Dog.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
guys. I want to talk more about cabbage.
When is it done? When is it done?
Well, my cabbage also has to disintegrate at the bottom of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of salt, so too. Yeah, salt will work against that trying to disintegrate. But if you fork it and it doesn't split apart,
okay,
and then,
the good place,
and then melt, you know the good place.
Yeah, fork it.
Then it's not done.
It's not done.
I come in from a completely different realm of cabbage preparation.
Mm-hmm. Don't cook it. Don't cook it.
Well, that's exactly it. But
eat it
but
like
not
an apple.
Quite. I do kind of like it's like an oral gastronomy wherein I pop a piece in my mouth, let it sit there for 30 to 45 seconds, just so it starts thinking about maybe cooking a little bit, changing texture just a tiny, tiny bit, and then I crunch it right down.
You're using the heat from your mouth.
Wow, that's fucked
up. The cabbage button on the mouth microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my dad's style. My dad would be like, okay, time to cook the cabbage. And he'd basically blow on it a little, like like that.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, okay, it's done. Serve it on the table. Just roll it across the table at me. Thanks, Pops.
Oh, the full cabbage.
Yeah, just kind of roll it at me.
No, yeah, my dad, cabbage was a hand fruit for
pretty hard.
He was chomping into it. And it would get everywhere.
Mm,
I'm following around
spittle.
With a little broom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We would eat it like, you know, a little, like an otter. When you give an otter like a...
Everybody knows this, but go ahead.
Like a, what's that round?
Everyone
fruit,
knows
like a
when
guava,
you give an otter.
Oh,
like
sure,
a guava,
sure, sure.
How they will just like eat it in like a circle, almost like a corn cob style, like really fast motion. That's my dad after work. He'd come home.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we're still talking about this, I think... it's important to note that my grandma has one rule for making cabbage lucky, and that is actually the way that Hayes and I prepare it, which is to get it really, really hot. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just a coleslaw.
Hot cabbage is a lucky cabbage.
Mm-hmm. That's a lucky cabbage. An apple, like your apple, and you're kind of taking it in your mouth microwave, it's never going to get lucky. And, you know, why would you ingest something that's not going to bring you some luck?
And your friends, and I really want you to stay friends on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this show with my friend for 400 episodes, so I think
I know a little
something about how to stay friends with somebody on this show.
In this environment, which is
I think I know a little bit about this, done it 400 times, so. Murphy, what's that?
It's Murphy. Any words of wisdom on maintaining a friendship?
Gosh.
Well, you have to listen.
It helps to have a really nice friend, for starters. It helps to choose well.
Okay, no, stop. And that's me.
It helps to have a nice, very handsome friend.
And it helps if your friend is really funny and cool and smart and like really nice and having fun and being friends and makes funny comments every episode.
I don't know. Every once in a while I'll make a funny comment.
Yeah, you're guilty of a few. No, I remember one. Yeah.
Did I hear it's somebody's birthday?
What?
Isn't it a birthday?
It's pronounced
Murphy. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's it. It was just don't worry about that. See, guys, this is what I would, you know, tell you about friendship is that if someone really fucking steps in it and makes a really big asshole out of herself on a podcast, for example, you just say, hey, bud, that's all right.
If they fuck up, I haven't had to deal with it, but I've been wondering, wow, if Hayes really blew it, like just look like a perfect fool in front of me. just a complete and total dumbass. Like, what would I do? Like, how do I handle that? Because I don't want to embarrass him. I certainly don't want to kick his Happy Meal ass up and down Main Street in front of the whole city. But at the same time, I don't want to be associated with that kind of behavior. So that's actually really helpful for me to see that with grace, with class, you just very gently said, that was your mistake.
Yeah, you're bad. You're bad.
You're bad. Okay. You messed up.
Merpet.
Yep. Go over this on our own time.
Okay.
So I want to talk very quickly. We have a lot to get to because this is a 400th episode and we have a lot planned. This show, the timing is kind of funny because I would say that we're putting out this episode before the premiere of the show that you two starred in. I think somebody else might have been in it too, called Kevin Can Fuck Himself on AMC. That will premiere in quotes on the 20th, but that's only for the incredibly narrow sliver of America that doesn't already subscribe to AMC Plus.
Yeah.
So we're kind of talking to no one. You know what I mean? Like, it feels a little funky. It feels a little off.
I would have thought you guys were used to that, though.
And
being a little off?
A little. Always not slightly off.
Oh, slightly. Every once in a while.
Weird in here. Yeah. The target is pretty small, but, let's push ahead. I just think, like, we're going to be 2 days deep into that baby on AMC Plus, and so we're looking at back of the napkin math. But all of America is going to have seen it. So, whatever.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling with that pressure on you? Being, not invisible on the show, I would say.
I would say that.
That I am invisible. You would say that I'm what?
This is what he does. He disappears. He disappears into the character. I've seen it a million times.
Sean's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Wirtz is there.
I swear, I thought walking by your office the first day that you were a professional reader of our script.
Don't give him this, Mary Hollis.
It's such an honor. There's two people who
Hot
are listening
dog,
to this.
That's so nice.
I thought, as walking by your office, that you were there to read lines with us when we needed.
I remember you told me that. Yeah.
And then I realized quickly that you were my boss.
Anyway, you look at it. Yeah, it's not. It's kind of neither.
And so in
closer
order
to
make
the second,
amends,
but
in order to make amends, I helped get you an audition for the role of Kurt in the show that you produced.
Little help from the big man upstairs as well.
G-O-double-D.
And that's the truth, man. Grrr. Because let's face it, if everyone's healthy, I'm not booking that part.
It was the middle of a pandemic.
If travel is normal,
if travel and housing costs are allotted in the budget the way they normally would be,
it's Nick Cage. It's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, I don't mind. Hey, take the help where I can get it.
Yeah, you squeezed right in there.
Let's dig in. Let's drink this cabbage. Let's get into it. Kevin prepared such a nice little show for us today. I'm just here to watch. I'm just here to have a good time.
I'm here to enjoy my own show in a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so are Annie and Mary Hall.
And so are you guys. I mean, like, yeah.
This is really for just all of us to hear some people that have been guests on the show before, sent in nice message. And so you, Annie and Mary Hall, you can listen to this. And when we do 500, 600, 700, keep going, you can send it. You can like listen and be like, okay, that's how I do a nice
message. This is the kind of message I send. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. At some point, we will promote our show as we were guaranteed.
Yeah.
I think we did it.
I mean, I mentioned it. And if there's actually, room after the voicemails, let's get back in and you talk about your experience. We've kind of heard about what I did, which I think people are going to be pretty curious about. But yeah, we can do both if, just time permitting. Yeah.
Yeah, we shot it, like, fun fact, like, we shot it in Boston. That was fun. Was that the fun? Name of the show is fun.
Yeah, just voicemail time for us, but we'll get to the Boston
if
thing,
it comes
obviously.
Up, if, there, yeah. if there's, like, a really
what if the one of the voicemail
connection to
Weavers,
you know?
Has, sure. like, a thick Boston accent, then that'd be a cool way to talk
yeah,
about the show.
Yeah, we can bring it on back to, bring it on
for
back.
A sec,
to
yeah,
for both
a
shows then
to
talk
the
about.
Show.
But this yeah. is the 400th episode, so it's, like,
yeah.
And, once again, I wish you... And I hate to waste a wish on this because it is not going to happen. It will not happen. But I wish you 400. I wish you more. I hope you beat us. I hope you beat us. I just know it will not happen.
Hayes, don't
Kevin.
Don't waste your wishes because we only
and fuck himself
left.
On AMC Plus.
AMC.
AMC.
See that Kevin's name. That's how.
And that's organic.
That's a good connection. But we do that once. We don't do that again.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Here comes the first one.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Hayes. Happy 400th episode. This is Otsko, your favorite friend.
Otsko.
I just want to say, gosh. You know, you guys might have changed my life, even if you seem to. I feel like the show is rigged. I feel like the games are rigged. I feel like the winner is never me. And you always play games with me just because I hosted a game show once. But besides that, you guys have made my life better. So genuinely congrats. And I hope you keep going until like the 400,000th episode. You know, I want you to do this until you die.
Oh my gosh, Otsko, and you could hear the excitement in her voice to be leaving a voicemail for us and the fire in her belly. That was
she
like
seems
really cool.
Kind of. She seemed like a little bit miserable, Annie. So, like, does that remind you at all of Allison from Kevin Can Fuck Himself?
I mean, it did sound like someone who was kind of maybe just talking in her sleep and didn't quite know what.
So... I actually really like Otsko, and I thought what she said was really nice. She did sort of imply a little bit that the premises we come up with for her are not super thought out, and that we always play games with her because she did a game show once, and yet like she also did a game show. So she's actually saying that she's
telling on herself.
Part of the rigging machine.
And it's like, you look no further than this episode to see we don't always do game shows. Sometimes we make people listen to voicemails from other guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we should not be expecting some kind of fun, entertaining game experience.
Like something that you could participate in more actively?
Yeah, yeah, and like have a laugh or have some fun. Or, you know, engage in the...
I'd file that under if there's time as well. That actually sounds like it could be cool. It's just that we have... How many voicemails do we have to get through, Kev?
8 more.
It's not really a laughing episode. And we have done a few of those, but this is not really one of them.
Yeah.
This is kind of celebrating the absolutely unbelievable achievement that you actually get to be a part of today. It's happening right now.
So staying
in the present and enjoying the episode while it's happening.
This is like a precious. This is like a precious episode.
Precious, based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire.
Precious Patties, if you will. Which
yeah,
is the character so character that Mary Hollis plays on.
Kevin Can Fuck Himself.
Okay,
Precious Patties. I don't remember that.
Well, these characters certainly have names. We've learned that.
Well, don't be a couple of anxious Allisons. Okay, that's the character that I play in.
That was a good throw in. That was a good way to get it in there.
Kind of like a game. It's kind of like we're playing a bit of a game.
Well,
anyway.
We learned all their names. There's another guy in the title, and so I think I'm good personally.
Hayes is good on names, which that's. And I'm.
You
actually,
got to say both your first and last as Kurt Wirtz.
That's. Yeah, but that was, you were like begging for that.
Oof, I take offense to that. I take offense to that.
Just gonna take a quick nap.
Offender.
You can lie down. Everyone can lie down.
Everybody can lie down. I'm looking to lie down too during the show, yes.
Okay.
Kevin, you got another voicemail for
me? Here we go.
Hey guys, Tawny here. Thanks so much for having me on the show so many times over the years, and Congrats on 400. Oh my God. 400 episodes is really incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are so impressive. You're kind of my heroes. Cause I know most podcasters, you know, it's kind of like a race to see who can do the least in terms of podcasting, but you guys really, I think you've managed to do the most number of episodes and without any real content in a way. Which I think is just,
wow.
I mean, it deserves some sort of mention, some sort of award, like, truly nothing is happening in the show, yet you've done it 400 times. And these are hour-plus episodes. So that's, you know, 400 hours, plus all the premium stuff. I can't even imagine. All the premium stuff, that's even less
premium stuff too.
Like shaped or structured. So
it's true.
There's just way less going on there, which is, yeah, it's just impressive. I don't know anyone else who's managed to do so little so much. So anyway, happy 400th. Love you guys. Hope to see you for 400 more. Okay. Keep on just not doing it because it's working. All right. Bye, guys.
Tawny. Do you guys know Tawny?
No.
Tawny Katan? I haven't
had the pleasure myself.
Is it Tawny Katan?
Katan. This is the person.
It could have been easily.
Who beat up her baseball boyfriend? No.
Yeah.
This is Tawny Newsome. If you know her, you know that she is so funny, professional comedian, in fact, and she's on the Space Force. And so when she's like, the show has no shape and like it has no content, like that is like just some of the funny shit that she does. Actually, some of the funniest shit I've ever heard.
That shit was making me laugh. It also, to me, like, there's always a little bit of truth in jest, and I think she did kind of hit the nail on the head where there's no artifice with us, is there, gang?
Mm-hmm.
What you see is what you get. There's no
game.
Content.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a real deal.
So that was a bit, like she's working on new material or something?
It was a bit, but there's always truth in jest, so it was fake. But to the extent that it was true, it was nice.
The true part I liked, and the fakeness also was actually making me crack up and lose my shit a little bit.
Because we are no bullshit. We are straight up. We don't play games.
Right.
Like, we do just, like, get into it. And it is just, like, us hanging out
Yeah, to get this far on so little.
I mean, you could speak to your experience a little bit. Like, hasn't this just felt, like, easy doing the show with us so far?
Talk about this.
Speak on that.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of
feels... We're 8 minutes into this, so like...
If I may, gentlemen, it did kind of feel like our opportunity... I say opportunity loosely. Our experience when we did the sitcom element of our show, where we just kind of sat around and did nothing and were kind of perpetually annoyed by the goings-on...
Of the men around
us. The guys...
I think this is an actual line. Don't you remember Annie Murphy? Like, you're up next. You know, like they kept saying that, like teasing that out. Yeah. Like, you're up next, or, you know.
But then you never actually get the opportunity to join in and play the game.
And play beer pong, which we could even maybe try to play beer pong. Like, I know we're all kind of separate in our own houses, but like we could do that. And that might be more fun than.
I'd have to rewatch it. I think the line is, I'm up next.
Ooh.
I think it's you saying it. I think you spoke it and you say, I'm up next.
You know what? You're right.
Whatever. Everybody knew, you know, like I'm going to fact check you, but it's like everybody listening going like, do I have to open up my AMC Plus? I'm pretty sure she said I'm up next.
My experience with this stuff, it's like I've done a little bit of this. And if I'm like on a set where I'm not getting my reps, like, and things are like a little boring for me.
Yeah.
I'll step in there and just like, just pitch in however I can. I'll start working the lights a little bit. I'll start dragging cables around until like they see that I'm like, I'm a team player. I'll pitch in however, like wherever I'm needed. Like I'll fit into that slot. And then they're like, look, this guy is like really wants to help the show.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I think that maybe they like say like, let's get him in there. Maybe that's what would have happened in this case.
Let's.
Sure. So we just need to make ourselves like more
It's really just move the lights. Like, somebody's got to be moving those lights.
We just need to lay some cables, is what you're saying, and we're in.
Grab some cables, sling them around, you know, let people know, like, hey, look.
Yeah.
I'm helping.
Yeah.
Or anybody needs some waters, you know, like that sort of stuff. Anybody needs some waters.
Pretty thirsty in there sometimes.
Something Kevin, you know, Kevin always told me that he would do. He was on the West Wing for a while. And he said, you know, one day he shows up and he sees that there's a guest star who has a big monologue. And he just walked up to Aaron Sorkin and he showed him and he had his fingers on the monologue and he went, big cat's got to eat. And basically he said, that monologue's not going to be that big in a scene that I'm in. Mm-hmm. You got to shrink it down and give me, Kevin in this case was the big cat.
Mm-hmm.
He needed a whole meal in the scene.
Right.
This is good. We didn't really introduce this is our Kevin. His last name is pronounced birthday. Mm-hmm. Go figure.
Yeah, this is Kevin Birthday from the West Wing.
Hey, man.
Sup, dudes.
You look familiar.
Mm-hmm. I know you look familiar too.
At all. You lost me. Like, I did not understand the point or basically most of the content.
Yeah.
Of the story?
It's so nice to meet somebody famous on here.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise. Yeah.
It and almost makes this worth it. Thanks.
Hey, Kev.
So for anybody just listening, they're waving to each other.
We just had we connected up through a wave, which I encourage more people to do.
I agree.
Just wave. Hey, just wave to a stranger every once in a while. Huh?
You know what I mean? Why do we only wave to people we know?
Waving's free.
As you guys continue to talk, if we wanted to, like, we can use a wave as like a friendly hello, or we could also use a wave like over Zoom to like get a, can we like get a word in? Like,
I would prefer a formal email. If you want to get a word in, what I would prefer is an email sent to my business account, because this is a business relationship, and I get a professionally worded and hopefully spell checked email from you saying, you know, sort of a subject line, some idea of what you want to talk about, quick bio reminder of who you are.
And I think not to be a stickler though, Sean, I think like Kevin, famous Kevin, had me voice record, and I'm not sure that we can do two things at once. So if I'm voice recording and I'm doing like half of his job from my phone,
half of his job. Sorry.
That's
pretty much the whole hog right there.
Yeah, that's the whole job. I think you have to also like know someone at Acast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what Kevin always says to me. He's like, I talked to Acast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got seven. Great. We got seven more of these,
and they do get longer, so we should hurry.
Okay, great.
Do they really? Awesome. They shouldn't be that long. Let's listen to them.
Yeah.
Congrats, the boys! 400 episodes. Wow, what an achievement! Honored to call you both my friend, and what a ride to 400. There have been so many high points and so many low points. So many low points. Kevin is not good, and it's clear that you two have completely lost interest in doing the show. And the Patreon thing is a disaster. My advice, you should crawl back to Colin Anderson and beg him to be back on Earwolf.
Aww.
Strong agree.
Yeah, so we left
confidently, not even introducing himself.
Was that Dr. Phil?
That was. It could have been. I think it might have been.
It was
him. You know,
it was either Dr. Phil or it was one of the writers of Kevin Can Fuck Himself, Tom Sharpling, producer on the show, and famous podcast personality in his own right.
Wow.
Tom wasn't with us in Boston, but he was with us in spirit. And what else? Five. I think you wrote episode five.
Yeah, I did.
So
in episode five, like a lot of, you know, that's kind of further on in the season, but episode five's a real turn for my character Patty and Annie's character Allison. It's just after like a big kind of bonding moment, you know, and, Annie, don't you remember like how excited we were to.
Yeah. I just wish Tom was on this particular show because I,
I actually don't quite remember what happened in Tom's episode.
He does too. Sure. Let me tell you, he would also love
would
to be
love
on this
to
show.
Have been here. He
he's
wanted
been here
to be
too
here
many times. It's super played out at this point. I understand why he thinks we're not interested in doing the show anymore, because when he's on, I'm just like, haven't
doing this
done
again.
This
before. Is not good.
Yes.
Confidently did not introduce himself and also referred mm-hmm. to you guys as the boys.
Mm-hmm. That is our name for sure.
Well, and it's our promo code as well. It's so our if promo you wanted, code, so for instance, a Harry's yeah. razor or mm-hmm. some fresh food groceries,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. you're going to want to, if you want a manscaping device, you're going to need to type the boys into the little promo code area.
Okay. Does it work mostly everywhere or?
Just shaving and shaving, some
couple
food.
Different shaving sites, a food thing. Mm-hmm. I got a free hair dryer once. I don't know if we ever read an ad for them.
We might have done one. That. I think yep. we did one. Shaving well, and shaving and mailman food. Those are the two things that you can if you can use the boys and you can get not free but a little discount on shaving, mailman food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you are saying mailman food?
Yeah, mailman it's food. A food that the mailman brings.
Ding okay. dong. Cool, cool. Great.
Got your food.
No worries. Oh,
that dog mad at me.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, here's another one.
Hey, Sean and Hayes. This is Lauren Lapkus, just calling to congratulate you for making it to 400 episodes. That's a really huge accomplishment in the podcasting world. I guess thank you so much for having me on the show a few times over the years. And yeah, I mean, yeah, I think being on the show like negatively impacted my life in a few ways. And I wasn't planning to like leave that on a voicemail, but I don't know if I'll ever get a hold of you guys anytime soon. And this just seems like a good time to clear the air on it. But yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of people trying to eat my hair, and I think you guys think that's funny or something. Ultimately, like, it's been a huge issue and has caused a lot of distress, but there's other stuff too. I don't really want to waste my time talking about it. I'd happily waste yours, but good luck with the next 400, and maybe I'll get to do more. All right, thanks so much. Bye.
Wow.
So whoa. That was
optimistic to come back. I noticed that too.
That stuck out to me. That jumped out to me right away.
Lauren would call you Mary Ahalis because of the drink that she does commercial for. That was nice. She's obsessed with this one bit that we did where we played a character that wanted to eat her hair. And
there was a character named Earwolf Man Jack back when we were on Earwolf, and he read some ad where he was like a zombie who had been summoned to eat the hair of Lauren Lapkus, and somehow people have been doing that to her. It's like,
and a few people,
a dozen,
harassed her online and said they want to eat her hair
for 4 years. If that.
And this is probably six now.
Wow. When was the last time you guys hung out with her?
Ooh, when did I see Lauren?
It was probably around when we did that ad.
That ad, probably. Yeah. So that's about 6 years back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had a big reaction to it being Lauren. So do you want to talk a little bit about your connection or just how excited you were to hear that she'd done the show?
I was just more excited to hear that such a, you know, I was, let me rephrase that. I was excited to hear her voice because I think she's such an incredibly funny woman. But I also was deeply confused to hear it in this particular scenario. Yeah. I mean, Mary, did that throw you for a loop too? Because nothing really matches here. Like this doesn't match Lauren Lapkus and this show. I'm having a tremble about it.
No, she's basically Michelle Obama. And then she's kind of coming here and spending her time.
And that she's also never won an Emmy and Annie has. So you thought that we were only having Emmy winner. Yes, we've had a lot of Emmy winners on the show.
Seems like somebody who had like some good points about maybe you guys not being able to like sort of relate and know what it's been like as her walking around in the world as a very, very funny and very, very likable person in the world. And I'm just not sure that you can fully relate to that.
I don't
experience.
Remember her saying that. You might want to get the studio headphones. I see you're wearing the
You got the little ones.
The pods, and I wonder
might need
if
the
that's
big ones
the
for
issue.
The voicemail. Yeah, because it's not.
It does sort of keep cutting out.
Actually, hear what words people are saying.
Feels like
yeah, but I did find her incredibly optimistic to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
You know?
Yeah, also, I noticed that.
Like it's a head scratcher, guys.
That one
may,
even threw me for a loop.
Yeah, get in there, Murphy.
If I may, just kind of bring it back to what I came here to talk about. I have
because you're on kind of a time. You've got. Something.
Bit of a time crunch.
You're doing a lot of press, go. Huh?
Being an Emmy winning actress, there's a lot to do and not many hours in the day to do it.
Yeah.
I have like a really bad what I've been doing this entire time that I've been here and you know, listening or not listening, I've also been picking away at a little hangnail on my baby toe.
Would you show it? Could you get it up there and show it?
Well, that's going to get you on WikiFeed
Kevin
pretty
tier.
Quickly.
Extra tier. Show the hangnail. We'll do the extra tier.
That's $400 if you want to see the hangnail.
Yeah, yeah. I'm blowing up on WikiFeed as it is, so I don't know if I want to like you know add fuel to the fire.
How are you able to do press with that sort of scenario going on in your shoes?
I'm trying to extract it so I don't have to like go to a doctor and take another you know mm-hmm. 4.5 hours out of my day because I just don't have that
sure.
to spare. Anyway, I'll keep you posted as the show goes
what
on.
What would you say has been more unpleasant so far, the hangnail or the experience of being on the show?
I mean, I feel like it. You know, they're synonymous, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
it's all the same kind of feeling. Full body hangnail.
Yeah, I'm anxious for it to go away.
This show's a full.
This
body
is a
hangnail.
Great show. We pride ourselves in this. Great show to do while you're like getting medical stuff kind of worked out at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah. I appreciate that you've given me the space to do that.
I just don't have as much going on as Annie does.
Medically.
Because medically. But I also, you know, so I'm just here. I've got some time, I think, to like, while you guys keep talking, I could just do like last looks again on myself. Because if anybody does see this, I just want to look, you know, nice and maybe, you know.
And you're sticking around after, too.
I don't
right?
know. Meet someone. Yeah.
Great show yeah. for that. Great show yep. to do and maybe meet some weird guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's definitely going to be some weird guys watching the vid.
I do just want to point, like, not only have we had Emmy winners at the show before, we have had Emmy winners for Best Awards show, which is kind of the people that have actually written for the Oscars yeah. won Best Award show. And so when yeah. you think of, like, what's the most prestigious award, when they're like talking about acting and stuff, they don't actually know really whether that's good or not because they're an award show. They do know what a good
they
award
really
show
know
is.
Award shows.
Wow.
They know those inside and out because they live and breathe it. So yeah,
that's what they are. They are an award. Mm-hmm. So yeah. they're like, here's the best award. They're like, okay, I am an award. So
mm-hmm.
Are you excited, Annie, to go to award shows?
Yes. Here's my question though. Do they still do that award show where they pour slime on your head?
Was that yeah. ever an award show? Am I thinking?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That
oh,
is
yeah.
the movie Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. They still do it. They're doing another one right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ghostbusters. Yeah, Slimer's still out there. He'll get you. So he's going after little kids right now. But mm-hmm. I think if you stick it out, they're gonna keep making more of them, and they'll get back to adults at some point.
And they could go to adult.
I can play pretty young, so I'm not sweating it. You know?
Great.
Here it comes.
Hey, you two. It's Moshe Kasher. Remember me? From the infamous Live at Comic-Con episode? You'll never do that again, probably, because COVID will probably prevent us from ever gathering in those kinds of numbers again. Anyway, I just wanted to wish you congratulations on 400 episodes. Every show wants to get there, and not every show does. I mean, take Baba Isovar Dundu, the Indian drama that only got to 399 episodes. Imagine the pain. But you guys got to that 400, baby. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for what you've done, and I don't believe any of the critiques on the subreddit about how you guys are sometimes sarcastic or insincere when it comes to talking about Hollywood stuff. I don't read your show that way, and I don't think your real fans do either. So congratulations on 400. I hope you make it to 800. And when you do, you give me a call because I'm always here to do another voicemail for you.
Wow. That was really nice. Again, that excitement to contribute again.
Right.
Yeah. What we're finding is kind of a theme here, right?
To circle back.
So you're in the family now. Are you starting to get that? Like, when once you're in for life, right?
I wasn't really, really listening to that one because
the hangnail's going.
We got it.
I got it.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Do a little closer, Kevin.
For the let the record show that I fucking got that.
Congratulations.
And is anywhere on your body bleeding from it?
It's. I'm gonna bleed just next to me. I'm not even bleeding.
Are you gonna say this?
I did it gently and with care and a lot of attention, so I'm fine.
Which piggy are we talking about? Roast beef.
Which piggy? The littlest piggy.
It's wee wee wee, right?
It's wee wee.
Wee wee. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, I kind of want to stay. I kind of want to come back, and I kind of want to like keep.
Right.
Like
it's a vibe.
He made
right?
me. Well, also
it's a
he
whole
had a
ass
voice.
Vibe. Am I wrong?
It's a vibe. He had a voice that also reminded me of the guy from Reading Rainbow, and so I instantly like felt comforted, and I felt like. Safe
Matt Stanley
with him, yeah. And I was just like, dinner book, dinner nook, reading rainbow,
yeah.
You know. And I just feel like, yeah, it was like a little. I'm here to talk about Kevin can fuck himself, but like I'm interested to see what everybody else like. They're so touched by it. Feels
Kevin,
like kind
edit
of
out
like
the part
Oprah
where Mary
S.
Hall is saying,
yes.
Just make a note. Edit out the part where she sang. Just for when we release it.
That'll be a long beep.
And I just want to say what you're feeling, Mary Hollis, something we figured out a long time ago. This TV shit is donezo. It's over. You want to be here in the computer. This is
right?
where everyone is now.
This is entertainment.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that.
Do you remember
Thank
where you guys were during your first episode? Was it the same? Were you in the same environment? Or have
Great
you
question.
Have you both become far more, you know, privileged and wealthy over the years?
First episode, this is so fun to think about. So we were a part of a bunch of basically like orphans that a podcasting like Rasputin type guy.
He was a railroad man by trade, but he had his hand in a lot of pies. And
It's gotten too scary. It's gotten too scary.
Next one. Okay. Great.
Voicemail.
Okay. Home stretch.
Congrats, the boys. 400 episodes. Wow. What an achievement. Honored to call you both my friend. And what a ride to 400. There have been so many high points and so many low points. So many low points. Kevin is not good, and it's clear that you two have completely lost interest in doing the show. And the Patreon thing is a disaster. My advice, you should crawl back to Colin Anderson and beg him to be back on Earwolf. Cheers!
Wow, that's really nice. Another person very confidently just saying, my voice will get the job done here, and she's right. It's Julie Klausner.
A rather difficult person, but not in our experience. That's the show.
Yeah. She also is like highly, she's so like highly emotional and ready to share like really kind of the in-depth. I mean, she's like a brilliant actor. So like she can share like the, not that she was acting there. I think that came from like the, you know, the
that
kind of
was
bottom
raw,
of her gut.
Right.
Man. That was raw.
That's, we hit a nerve with her because that was like, that was the realness. That took my breath away hearing the words
I got like a little emotional there. I hope that like with more time with you guys, like the boys, hope that like I can like, it is fun to say. It just kind of brings a smile to your face. It's like,
no, and is there a second hangnail or what is happening for you?
No, right now I'm actually kind of playing. There's this ring and I'm just kind of putting it on my toes, just kind of out of boredom. I'm just slipping it on and off my toes.
Did you feel any sort of like, did you feel any sort of movement in your heart over the last message or?
Well, no, but it did make me curious to ask. There have been, you know, a large number of women calling in and leaving voicemails.
Is that representative?
That's going to change quick. Sorry.
Of the demographic that. Okay. All right.
That guests on the show or that listens to the show?
I
the listeners are all men.
Okay.
Okay.
But the guests sometimes are women who just want to hang out with the boys.
Mm-hmm. Much like our character on Kevin Can Fuck Himself, Mary Hollis.
I would like to hear another voicemail. Can we hear another voicemail?
Here we go.
Wow, guys. 400 episodes. Congrats. And what's really cool, every single one is almost unique. I'm so proud of you guys for doing the show for so long, and especially when you went indie and you didn't change a thing. The show was still the show. You talk exclusively about Earwolf podcasts, and you don't pay your guests. So here's to four more episodes. Paul F. Tompkins.
Love Paul. Love his appearances on the show.
Obviously, he loves you guys too.
Yeah, that came across.
People don't just leave voicemails. You know, like they.
It's sure. So rare now, isn't it, that they don't pick up the phone? Right, we're texting.
We're constantly texting.
We're texting,
and he
mm-hmm. Yeah, He just picked up the phone.
It was really sweet. In terms of paying guests, we have traditionally done kind of a little assessment of whether we think the guest needs it. I guess we were wrong in this case with Paul.
Yeah. We had no idea, Paul.
Kevin, can you take care of that?
Yes.
And honestly, like, really take care. Like, this, who knows what's going on with him, but like,
make it count. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Cause, yes.
Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to
were you offered any money for this, Annie?
I was, yes. Yeah.
Again, we did decide that Annie could.
Annie probably, mm-hmm. yeah, the boost would be helpful to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I mean, I get to hang out with the boy. I mean,
with
I
the
get
boys.
With
right?
the boys.
Priceless. I feel like the MasterCard, priceless.
Honestly, like Paul F. Tompkins. I just like Paul F. Tompkins. I got to hear his voice before anybody else on a voicemail that was like basically to me. You
it's
know?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here comes another. Hey, Chef Sean, Chad Hayes, Kevin the Kid, what's up? It's John Gabris, glorious guest of the Hollywood Handbook podcast, and so excited for you guys to reach the milestone of 400 episodes. Francois Truffaut is rolling in his grave because you made the real 400 blows. That's what I'm talking about. And I got to just say, thank you for all the opportunities you've given me on the podcast. And more importantly, thank you for all the work you guys have hooked me up with off the podcast. Having two good, close Hollywood friends like you guys with writing jobs who are constantly just throwing shit my way is just, I can't ask for a better couple of guys. Thank you so much. I look forward to being ambushed by you guys and Joe Wengert in the near future.
Johnny.
I guess you like
John Gabriel.
Oh, shit. It's not done.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Now. End call. All right. What's next? Call the office ladies. Tell them that congratulations. All right. Reach out to Yo, This Is Racist. Congratulate them. Big Grande. Okay. Yeah. Let's congratulate all these guys and get the networking popping.
Okay. So it sounded like at the end that he was just rolling through a bunch of
that he had a lot of these
congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, let's not lose sight of what really happened back there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yes.
Because what really happened back there is he considers you guys a launchpad for his career.
That is incredibly, what happened, isn't it?
He's incredibly grateful.
And you'll love this, gang. John Gabris auditioned for the role of Kevin. On Kevin Can Fuck Himself.
Get out of
town.
He came
in.
Yeah.
He came in red.
And what did he do wrong?
So that's just one of the opportunities.
I believe it was once. Yeah.
That
yeah.
his friend,
is it just because, is it just because he knew you that he didn't get the part?
Yeah, what happened there? He did speak as if he's been kind of like showered with jobs and opportunities since coming on this podcast, and it sounds like that was just a full dead end for him.
That one didn't work out.
Honestly, I think he possibly better suited for a supporting role
that has yet to be written.
Or if it was written, it's like one of the roles that maybe like this travel restrictions had to go to someone that was just standing around. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true.
I just feel like he's such a mover and a shaker, you know, like he's out there, like he knows how to network. And even he did obviously didn't know his phone was still on. We all heard that, you know, like we didn't know. He didn't know that he had hung up.
Funny, wasn't it, that he left the phone on?
Yes, to like let us know that he was like continuing to network. Like, I mean, and obviously
that was funny. I noticed that too.
Yes.
Yes. That his phone was still on. Mm-hmm. Did everyone else hear that?
Yeah, it was even after he said goodbye. There was a long pause.
He said end call after that, too.
There was a long pause wherein I think everyone here thought that he had hung up.
No, he was talking later.
And then he spoke beyond that time.
There's been an interesting thing, too, where, and this is not obviously meant to be insulting, but at a certain point, the voicemails were getting, I think, to you guys, more and more impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Lapkus, you know, who worked on the show, Julie Klausner.
Yeah.
Then Paul F. Tompkins. And with Gabrus, he also left a voicemail.
And he did that thing. I just don't want to lose it. Like,
I thought he had hung up.
Even after.
And I think he thought he had hung up.
Is there how many more?
One more.
Wow, this one must be the biggest one.
This one must rock.
Save the best for last. Here we go.
Hello, this is Scott Aukerman, under duress, obviously. Happy 10th anniversary to the reality show. Is that what I have no idea. But ever since I saw you guys in that parking lot, the first time I ever saw you, and I had to put on sunglasses because your talent was so blinding that was like, I can't look directly in their eyes. And ever since then, those men have just kept going. I would have thought you would have quit. I really did. And to be honest, the fact that your show is sliding into obscurity, it kind of feels like you already did. But good luck to you, whatever you plan on doing with the show. I haven't listened since maybe the first three. Is that right? Good luck, whatever this is for. Bye.
Wow.
There might be more. Wait, there might be more.
Now, yes, we learned a little lesson from Gabrus. So maybe now he's going to say, like, end call.
Looks like that was the...
That's okay.
I'm hearing so nothing. Not and like Kevin actually knows. And Kevin's creativity. Heard them all. Kevin's heard them all. So Kevin knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking.
I want to hear Barry's take. Barry Hollis.
I just feel like he is obviously...
in love with us.
So, yeah. I mean, I think it's actually
pretty
like
clear,
pretty,
right?
Pretty sexual as
There's
well.
So I mean, much affection there.
He's sexually in love with us.
It's sexual as well, but there is, yes.
It's just like there's so much like, we said raw before. I just feel like there's so much like passion there.
Yes.
You know, I now fully.
Yes.
Good stuff.
He basically admitted that he had like boners in his eyes for you guys,
yes.
Which is why he had to.
And then
he does this thing, boners.
Annie, did you hear him like try to fight that?
Yeah.
Like he was so trying to fight that.
He was so horny. It's also making me cry. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm crying from horniness that I felt, secondhand horniness through the phone. And it's making me weep because the expression was so pure. And it's a little, you know, look, Scott Aukerman, he's daddy.
That's daddy right there.
That's daddy.
Wow. Okay, now it's all making sense.
That's daddy. Like, that's daddy. And he's also a baddie.
Mm-hmm.
Even the way you guys talk about, like, it's obviously...
Like, I wish you guys had sunglasses so you could cover your own eye boners.
Because it is uncomfortable, yes, to see us with these... Yeah.
I'm just trying to look at Mary Hollis as much as possible because it is. It is a...
No, I can't.
Yeah.
You're really, well, Mary Hollis is really correct.
She's going
obviously
through it,
it's
you know?
Not it's not about us, Annie. You know, it's about
well, I know that
about
now.
This like about this like male, you know, this male passion and this paradigm of like will it ever open up?
We've got like 3 minutes left. If you got, we've been through the voicemails. Did you want to talk about just your impression of the show, whether, you know, how much you liked it, or if you have any other medical conditions that you want to kind of sort through, you know, while we're in the Zoom?
Guys, you know,
it's been long.
I just wanted to let you all know, though, and for the record, I'm right holding up another. Right. It's a toenail. It's not a hangnail this time. It's a toenail that I have removed from my body just out of just out of the desperate need to have something happen.
Kevin, I just want to know, is the video tier prepared for the traffic and the surge in traffic that we're going to be seeing?
I'll have to email tech support ASAP.
Yeah. And it's funny, I can't help but think of what an apt metaphor it is, because when we started out and you asked us about episode one, the first time we did the show, we said episode one, we said, we just want it to feel like a real good hang.
Yeah.
And we nailed it.
Mm-hmm. And then we better put the nail in the coffin, you know, 400 eps.
Yeah.
Make that coffin shut.
We can't. I mean, we can't.
And why would they want to, Annie? I mean, it's just like such a good time. Also, like, I want to call Lauren Lapkus back.
You gotta call Lauren.
You gotta call her back.
I want to like let's
they want
get
us to.
She, they want let's us get to into call her them. Problem. Like her problem, you know, it's like she tried to she called and she felt like this was a safe space to share it. So
should we call Lauren now? I mean, should we call her before we go?
We can. Let's, yeah, we how should. About this?
I wouldn't mind saying hi.
Well, let's just hang out after. We'll call Lauren. We'll all hang out. Mary Hollis, I'm getting the feeling I might want to just like drop TV. Shit is donezo.
I mean,
just get in the pot.
It seems like this has got so much promise, and I actually feel very, very connected to it.
Yeah, a lot of promise is how we've been describing the show as well. So that
the last couple of people have really been like, okay, this.
It's really the, I don't want to call it momentum, here. But there's, you know, because I don't want to jinx it. But there's like the little I'm getting an inkling that like we could be on to something here.
Annie, did you have something to say?
All I want to say is that I think what I did gain from this is a special relationship with Kevin. So thank you guys so much.
Me too.
Wow, the tables have turned, and she really like careful, she wanted to talk about Kevin can fuck himself or whatever that thing is.
And now, but I don't want Kevin to fuck himself anymore.
Yeah, I remember she was like obsessed with the show.
She's got like a real obsession with Kevin.
Yeah, which by the way, everybody's seen the show.
I think that there's been major changes made in both of us.
Yeah, our worlds have been rocked.
And I had a major change too. A lot of my hair fell out. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss high school quads. The boys catch up with Griffin and David from Blank Check, and the flagrant ones are talking to Joe Mandy. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Annie and Mary Hollis, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.